What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Picker, host of the Paul Picker Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to another batshit crazy video. I mean, what else is there to react to but batshit crazy videos? This one is a video about a restaurant where all the chefs in the restaurant have HIV and they're marketing the restaurant that way. Before we do that, though, let me give you a word from promopalace.biz.
Music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or your service, please go to promopalace.biz. Also, you can email promopalace1@gmail.com. That's promopalace1@gmail.com. All right, let's get into Officer Tatum talking about this restaurant that every chef in there has HIV and they're actually marketing that way.
I'm actually at the Sea of Galilee, having an incredible experience with the Lord, incredible experience actually putting a face in an environment with the Bible. It is incredible. Shout out to Pastor Alan Jackson at World Outreach Ministries for allowing me to be here with them. And it's been incredible. You guys are going to have to come with me when I come back. I'm coming back and I want you to come with me. All right, let's get to the story. So this restaurant in Toronto has decided to curb the stigma of HIV positivity or HIV positive people. Positive people, that they are going to open up a restaurant where all the chefs are living with HIV. Now, let me just throw this out there to you. There is no reason to go this far. People be doing too much. Like, all you have to do is educate people on people who are living with HIV, because AIDS is how you die. You could live with HIV. Modern medicine, you take the HIV and it eliminates, probably not completely, but it's a harder chance for you to transmit it to somebody else if you're taking the medication that modern medicine has prescribed. But it's not 100%. So instead of subjecting people to potentially being exposed to somebody with HIV, why don't you just educate people and let that be enough? Why can't at your restaurant you just have a pamphlet or a thing on a brochure on the table where you can give people information on the subject? You don't have to expose people, because what if homeboy ain't taking his medicine like he's supposed to, and he cut his finger and drip a little blood inside your food, and now you are subject to getting HIV because they want to be woke? It is not that serious. Educate people.
Let me stop real quick. I don't think this has anything to do with educating people. I think this has everything to do with trying to normalize everything that isn't typically normalized. I think this has everything to do with normalizing HIV, because maybe I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, that I do know that HIV predominantly started in gay males, and there's a conspiracy behind that, you know what I'm saying, that they were injected in prison and things of that nature. I do know that there is a lot of HIV transmission in the gay community. And it seems like they're trying to normalize anything attached with the LGBTQ community. And I actually texted somebody about this topic and got their reactions. and I'm gonna give you that before we finish out this video.
On the HIV virus, give them information about it, present it at your restaurant. You know, it's fun ways to do it. I mean, you could probably do some little, I don't know, some special meals that highlight people who have invented certain things. I don't know, but I think it's absolutely crazy. And the left is just, they get nuttier and nuttier every time you turn around. Let me let you listen to this clip, because I think the young lady explained it pretty good. You saw a little bit at the beginning, but let me let you listen to the clip. Roll the clip.
Restaurant is opening in Toronto where all the food is made by chefs who have HIV.
Hold up. Before she goes, and of course it had to be Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
On June 14th, June's HIV Plus Eatery will host an evening of cocktails and a multi-course dinner prepared by people living with HIV. And in honor of Pride Month, all proceeds will go to Casey House, which is the hospital and center for people with HIV.
Bingo. Bam. That's right there when she said, she just validated what I said by saying all proceeds will go to Pride Month. They're basically trying to say this is, you know, a gay thing, getting HIV, which straight people can get HIV, heterosexuals can get HIV too. But seeing that it is very common in homosexual males and whatnot, they're trying to normalize it. And that's why. She just made the connection. She made the same connection that I was basically trying to make when she said, oh, all proceeds will go to Pride Month. Let's keep it moving.
Now, I wonder how long this is going to last, though, to be honest.
Not long.
After they release it on June, I think they're coming out June 14th. Let's see how long it lasts and see how many people actually go to this event. I tell you, I would never go there because, first of all, I think it's stupid and ridiculous to try to normalize HIV. You know, to be honest, people don't even know you have HIV if you have HIV. In a lot of cases, you don't have to tell people. So how would...
And I hate to cut them off, but it's like the same thing with people that are gay. Unless they're like, The feminine gays, nobody knows. Nobody even knows, you know. So this idea that you have to come out and tell people, nobody even knows unless you come out. Or unless you're like my former neighbor who was very feminine out there wearing Daisy Dukes and stuff. I met a grown man wearing Daisy Dukes. You know he's pretty feminine and gay. But he was pretty conservative as well. He didn't agree with this whole transgenderism at all either. Let's keep it moving.
Anybody know you have HIV? And then if you're confident enough that you're taking your medication, you can't spread it, then you really don't have to tell anybody. Unless you're involved in somebody sexually or whatever the case may be, then you may have to disclose that, which is not that weird, because then you can just show them, hey, I'm taking medicine and I can't give it to you.
Which I think legally you're supposed to disclose that you have HIV if you have sex with somebody. Because if you don't, I think that's considered attempted murder or manslaughter if they actually get it. You know, let's keep it moving.
Or are you taking a risk if you sleep with me? That's all you have to do. They're trying to break us off into groups so we can hate each other and be divided and they can conquer us. They want the HIV people against the non-HIV people. Or the people that are questioning or concerned about HIV against the people who don't care and they're willing to give it to you on a whim and say it's your fault for not loving HIV positive people enough. So they want to divide us Which up. And crazy. I think it's absolutely crazy. Ridiculous. And this is like the worst place to do it is dealing with your food. You can do HIV anywhere on earth, but don't do HIV dealing with my food. Don't mess with my food. The reason I'm looking at this is because it's got the monitor. Sometimes the mic cut off. Don't mess with my food. That's all I'm saying.
Let me touch on that. Don't mess with my food. You don't mess with nobody's food. People get killed over that. Like, what have you ever seen those movies in prison when the guy goes up and tries to eat somebody's food and it doesn't end well? You don't mess with nobody's food. And, you know, I text somebody about this and, Let me read what he said. Like, cause I asked him, like, good friend of mine, shouts out to Stranger the Great. So I text him out the blue. What did I say? Would you eat at a all-chef HIV restaurant? An all-chef HIV restaurant? He's like, huh? Laughing out loud. Because it sounds crazy. It sounds fucking crazy. It sounds batshit crazy. It's like, what the fuck? It has to be about normalizing HIV. I mean, what else could it be? I was like, video I'm watching where the restaurant has only HIV infection chefs cooking food. He said, oh, nah, I wouldn't want to eat there. But only because they market it that way, which that's what they're doing. They're marketing that way. We don't need to know if our food preparers have diseases. And I'm like, they are marketing that way. They are trying to normalize everything. He's like, that's wild. I'll pass. It is wild. I mean, it's crazy. Like, that's the thing. Like, that is a complete turnoff. If, like, I go to a restaurant and then say I don't know. I go to a restaurant, I don't know who's cooked. Don't know who's cooking my food. And all of a sudden, after I order, they be like, well, I hope you don't mind, but all the chefs in the back, they all have HIV that are cooking your food. What? I'm like, what? I'd be like, what the fuck did you just say? What? You know what? I'm good. I'm past. I'll get up and walk out. Like, you know. He also made a comment. The older I get, the more I prefer to eat at home. The main reason is, does a cook or chef change clothes when they go to the bathroom at work? They cook in the same clothes. They just piss and shit in. I mean, yeah. Yeah, so there's that. And then now you want to throw in that they got HIV. Like, why? This is batshit crazy. And no, I'm not going to accept like an all HIV staff cooking my food, and nor am I going to support it. But the internet never fails to find batshit crazy content to react to, because the next one is going to be even more crazier that I'm going to react to after this one. But yeah, man. Like, who the fuck wants to go eat at a restaurant when you're marketing it as everybody in there has HIV that's cooking your food? That's crazy. It's crazy. Like, what? I mean, what would entice you to wake up? You know what? I'm going to start a brand new business. I'm going to start the very first all HIV chef restaurant. I mean, if you think you're being innovative, if you think you're being innovative, I can tell you the only thing you're being is a idiot and a jackass and a moron. I mean, you're dumber than a bag of bricks. We're trying to normalize getting sexually transmitted diseases. Like, it's the cool thing to do. Like, I should want to wake up and go get a sexually purposely get a sexually transmitted disease. I can tell you what, I moved to Florida one time to sign with an independent record label, and things didn't go well. And my first time, right when I got back, I basically got burnt by a chick. And I can tell you what, that shit is not something I'm willing to fucking do. That shit is not something I'm willing to participate in, you know, like volunteer for. Like it's the fucking military or some shit. It's like they act like volunteering for the military is the equivalent of like voluntary trying to get a sexually transmitted disease. I mean, this is bad shit crazy. It's like, hey, should I volunteer for the military or should I volunteer to get a sexually transmitted disease? potentially. Man, get the fuck out of here. You know, y'all make me want to bring out my Italian voice with that. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with that shit. I mean, wow, what are we talking about here, man? It's like you asking me, it's like asking me to volunteer to jump out of a airplane with no parachute. Like, yeah, you know, it's the coolest thing. Let's, you know, hey, you ever got a sexually transmitted disease before? You know, nah, well, I have, you know, it's coolest thing in the world. You should go try it sometime. You should intentionally try it. Get the fuck out of here, man. I've heard enough. And I think I've said enough. This is some batshit crazy shit. And nah, you can keep that. If y'all want to volunteer for the HIV, to get HIV, hey, go ahead and eat at that HIV, all chef HIV restaurant. Good luck with that one. Thank you for tuning in. Once again, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.